Hello everyone, we are up to Simon Samech Tes, the infamous Simon of Poreis al Kriyat Shema. If someone has not heard this concept, sadly, probably has not learned Maseches Megillah. Those who learn Maseches Megillah, they probably have heard of the concept but don't really know what it is. Maseches Megillah in Baruch Daf Kav Gimel over there, the sugya is over there, about Poreis al Kriyat Shema. What exactly is Poreis al Kriyat Shema? That is what we're going to learn over here, and you might never have seen someone do this before. But Poreis al Kriyat Shema, over there in Megillah, it's talking about who's allowed to be Poreis al Kriyat Shema. You need a gadol, you need all different types of time, who's allowed to, who's not allowed to be Poreis al Kriyat Shema. So what is Poreis al Kriyat Shema? So it's the following concept. If someone has something that happens to miss most of davening, and he misses Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedush, as we talked about, those are, except for Tefillah B'Tzibur, those are the ikar parts of davening to be there that you need a minion for, that we call Dvarim Shebekedusha. So this guy, or many people, missed out on that day's Dvarim Shebekedusha. Okay, so they've missed out on it, and we want to help them that they're going to be able to be Zocha in these great things. So that's the concept of Poreis al Kriyat Shema. We're going to try and instigate a way that they could get in Dvarim Shebekedusha, even though they missed the minion doing it. So it says the following. So the Mechaber is talking about a case where all people have davened. We're just going to learn a good shot over here in these two pages of Mechaber Ramah, so everyone's got to follow inside over here. So over here, the Mechaber is talking about 10 people have already davened, but they separately davened in their house, or whatever it might be. 9 people have davened, they didn't have a minion, so they davened to themselves, and the 10th person comes in, and he had davened already. He's talking about that case. It happens to be the Radvaz and Sivkot and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you need at least one person who has not davened yet, or else you can't have this concept. But let's just stick with the Mechaber just to understand what he's talking about. So you have 10 people that already davened. They didn't hear Kaddish or Kedusha. So what are they going to do? Remember, they davened already. They said all of davening. Nevertheless, Omid Echad, man, one of them is going to get up to the Shtender. They're all 10 people are together right now. One of them is going to get up. V'omer Kaddish U'Baruch Hu. He's going to get up and say Kaddish U'Baruch Hu, because now you have 10 people. And they want to get a Kaddish U'Baruch Hu, say Kaddish U'Baruch Hu. U'Bracha Rishon Yotzer or V'lo Yotzer. He'll go up to Yotzer or he'll stop at the end of Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Me'orot. Why in the world Yotzer? Okay, I understand. Dvarim Shebekedusha, why Yotzer or? Because the concept is, because after you say Baruch Hu, you say Baruch Hu Hashem, let's bless Hashem. So you have to bless Hashem, so you have to say a bracha afterwards. So they're going to go into Yotzer Or, even though they already said Yotzer Or, the person's going to say it anyways. That's the shot. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. V'zeh nikra Poreis al Shema. That is Poreis al Kriyat Shema, this concept. One person's going to get up there, say Kaddish U'Baruch Hu, and Yotzer Or, in order to be Motzer, that to get them in Kaddish and Kedusha. We'll soon see how we're going to get in Kaddish, that's Kaddish and Baruch Hu. We'll get to see it in Kedusha. They're going to get in Kedusha in just 1 second. Lashon, what is Lashon? Why is it called Poreis al Shema? So Prisa is Chaticha, Prusa. It's talking about a piece. So you're going to get a piece of davening over here, even though they missed it out. She'ein omrim elo ksas mani, you're only going to say a little bit of davening out loud over here. Now they've got in their Baruch Hu and Kaddish. Now the Ramah says that our minhag is, if you want to do a priest and Poreis al Kriyat Shema, we don't do this whole Yotzer Or thing. The Achshav lo nagu lomar kol birchas Yotzer Or elo omrim Kaddish u'Baruch Hu ve'inon acharim Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Yolam Vayed, and you stop over there. They say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but they stop over there. Oh, what about the fact you just said Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, and we're going to say we need to bless Hashem. What about the bracha afterwards? So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here that we rely on the fact that you say Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Yolam Vayed. That's enough of blessing Hashem because you're answering Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. Baruch Hashem Mevarach Yilam Ved, Hashem should be blessed forever. You've already fulfilled this concept of blessing Hashem. Therefore, you not have to go on and say Yotzer Or. Okay? That's what's going on over here. Kaddish Baruch Hu Ve'Inon Baruch Hashem. Now, Yesh Omrim Sheporsim Mekriyat Shashal Arvis Kumo B'Shachris. Some say you could do this game also at Marav, not only at Shachris. V'lo Nagu came with the Minig Nam, I Shemim Lake of Kaddish, Kodim Baruch Hu Shal Arvis. So the Kodim Minig Ashkenaz, there's no Kaddish to say. Okay, in terms of the Baruch Hu, we'll get to Baruch Hu later on. Seder. That's up this. Now, Mechaber continues now, because we still didn't get in Kedusha. We got in Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So, La'achar Shesimu Birkas Yotzer, or after this guy, let's call him the Chazan, got up, he had already davened before, and he said he got to end the Yotzer Or. So now he's going to skip to Shmona Esrei. Omer Avos Ugvuros Ukedusha V'ata Kadosh. Okay, he's going to get up and say the first three paragraphs of Shmona Esrei. And first three brachos of Shmona Esrei, and then he's going to get to the Atta Kadosh. You're going to say Kedusha, and then say the bracha of Yatta Kadosh. What that's called? The Zenikra overlifnei Ateva. So the first part is called Purisal Kriyat Shema. The second part, getting into this Kedusha, is called overlifnei Ateva, because he's overlifnei Ateva to be the Chazan. He's basically the Chazan over here and is fulfilling the Shmona Esrei part. We'll see later on. He's not going to be able to stop over here. He's going to have to finish the Shmona Esrei also. You don't say first three brachos of Shmona Esrei and stop in the middle. So this will be like his own Chazaras HaShas, quasi Chazaras HaShas over here. He'll say the first three brachos allowed to say Kedusha. Everyone else is going to be able to go home at that point. He's going to have to finish his Shmona Esrei. Okay? Has anyone ever seen anyone do this? Probably not. Probably not. But you might have seen. I've seen this a couple of times. A couple of times at Mincha. A similar thing at Mincha, at least the second part of what we call over here, overly fnateva. Someone shows up late to Mincha. He missed Kedusha even. He got there really, really late. So what he'll do, a chop on the bima after Min is over, and he'll start with Chazar Zashas. He'll start saying out loud, and people will be there until he goes to Kedusha. At least you have 10 people in the room answering his Kedusha. So that's coming from this din over here. If you've ever seen that, you might not have seen that. Anyone seen that ever happen? See that? Okay, we got a couple of people have seen such a thing. That's where this is coming from. You are allowed to go ahead and do that. The guy who missed Mincha, he wants to get in Kedusha, so at least gets in Kedusha. But as you could probably guess, the first part, the minig is not to go ahead and do Parisal Kriyat Shema anymore. We don't do for not only the Yotzer Or, but even the Kaddish and Baruch Hu, that we do not do anymore. We'll get to at the end of the year what exactly we do, what comes out of this image. Now let's go through all the halachas over here. Ve'ein osing dvarim elu v'pachos yud. Number one, you need 10 people in the room to do any of this, because you need, in order for dvarim shvik dushalei, like we learned earlier on, you need 10 people at all times. So you cannot do this with less than 10 people. Mishum nahavik dvarim shvik dush. Now he says like this. Roshitus Rabbeinu Tam is that you should really have 6 people who have not heard Kaddish Kedusha. Not 6 people who have not davened. You could have 10 people already davened according to the Mechaber, or at least 9 according to the Radvaz brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. But even if they davened, you should at least have 6 people who need to hear Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu in order to do this according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, even for one yin, that's good enough to go ahead and do Parasal Kriyat Shema over Lifnei Ateva. You don't need 6 people. So the Mechaber says like this, that Tzarech Lachzor Acher Vav Shalosh Shama. You should try and find 6 people who have not heard the Dvar of Shekedusha. Dainu Rov Asar, which is the Rov of 10. Vim Einam Nimtzoy, but if you cannot find 6 who need to hear this Parasal Kriyat Shema, Afilu Bishvil Echad Shalosh Shama Omrim, but even we're Samach Hachitus Rashi, that even if one Jew has not heard Kaddish Shekedusha, you could go ahead and do this. Even someone who's already heard Dvarim Shiva Kedusha, that person has already heard it. He's allowed to be the chazan for this Parasal Kriyat Shema. And he can be Lavor Lifnei Ateva. Both parts over here. He can do the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Yotzer Or business according to the Mechaber. Okay? And he could also do the beginning of the Shemona Esrei through Kedusha as the din of Over Lifnei Ateva. Bishul Oto Shalosh Shema, in order to be Motzi, this one guy who did not hear Yotz, we call Yotzah Motz, even though you've been Yotze, one Jew has not been Yotze, he's allowed to do this Parasal Kriyat Shema for that one guy. We call Makom, im ota lo shoma shlo shlama, baki li frosal shema v'lor lefnei teva. But if that one Jew who has not heard, he knows how to do it himself. He knows how to be the chazan, he could read the words just fine. So mutav shi fros, yavar lefnei teva hu, mi shi yifros, yavar lefnei teva, achar shekvar shema. It would be preferable for the guy that you're doing this for to be the actual chazan over here, because he has not heard this himself, and we're doing it for this guy. So this guy should be the chazan l'chatchila, and only if he doesn't know how to do it himself, then you're allowed to have anyone else out of the 10 people go ahead and do it, even though they've already been yotze these in yanim already. Fine, that is the end of the Mechaber over here. As you can see, the Ramah has a lot to add over here in our lacha. Let's see it inside. Misha over lifnei ateva v'mo give a brachos arishonos. The person who's what we called the second part over lifnei ateva, and he has already said the first three brachos. Yashlim kol ha'tefila, yes, now go ahead and finish the rest of the tefila. You don't just say first three brachos and kedusha shmona esrei. No such thing. He has to finish up. Even if he's already davened before, he's going to have to finish up the shmona esrei. V'lo yasek aval bishik kvar yipalo, he does not stop even though he's already davened. Aval acherim, but the rest of the people in this room who are just there in order to answer the kedusha, yicholim lahasik achachach, they are here at the end of the kedusha and they can leave at this point. They're done. V'kol shekein, Shim lohit palel ha'poris, and for sure, if the person who's poris al kriyat shema ve'ha'over lifnei ha'teva Tchila, he did not daven yet. He did not hear these things yet. So therefore, she yashlin tchila. So Avi's going to have to finish the Shema Esrei because we're doing it for this guy. Afal pishi tzarchli kros akarka, kriyat shavlo yismach gulu tfila. Even though this guy's going to end up losing out on smichas gulu tfila. Because what did he do? He said, Kaddish Kedusha. I'm sorry, he said Kaddish. Kaddish in Baruch Hu. And now he skipped the Shema Esrei. He missed out on all of Kriyat Shema, Birkas Kriyat Shema, which we know earlier on, it's very important to be Samech Gulu L'Tfila. But in order to get into this Kedusha over here, he went ahead and was over Lifnei HaTeva. So he's like, he goes and do this, and therefore he's going to have to go back afterwards. V'asr lahasig bidvarim elu bein ke'ulu L'Tfila b'Kriyat Shema Birkas Seh. However, let's say, the Chazans, in the middle of davening, and a guy says, hey, I missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu, okay? I missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu. You don't just, the Chazan doesn't go back and do Kaddish and Baruch Hu for this guy in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema. That's not going to happen. It's also for the Shia Tzibur to be kahesim between Kriyat Shema and Tefila, or be Kriyat Shema b'Birchosah, or be Kriyat Shema and his brachos. Even though a group of people came late, we don't go back and start again in order to be yotzi. If after davening they want to go ahead and do this, you can do this thing. We don't stop in the middle. It's a hefsich in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema. Once he started brachos yotzer or and Kaddish Baruch Hu, you can't go back. But he says in Mariv, which is only a Rishos, you'd be allowed to be Masik because we're not so makpin on Smichas Gulu Latfila. Meaning, if after he's done Gal Yisrael and Ashkiveinu, if he wanted to go ahead and go back and do this, then you would be allowed to a Mariv. As we learned earlier on, we're less makpin on Smichas Gulu Latfila by Mariv than by Shachris. By Shachris, you have to be Samach Gulu Latfila, therefore, we wouldn't allow this. Ish acher yachol ifros hashma lipal ba'asara kol atfila. Nevertheless, even though the tzibur is up to so important, if a different guy wants to go ahead and do this, they probably should leave the sanctuary and go to this another place. He's allowed to do this. Mikol makom ish acher yachol ifros hashma lipal ba'asara kol atfila. Afila ba'oto be'kinesis kvari palo. Even though it's going to be in the same shul that they already had a minyan, you want to go ahead and do paris kriyat shma when they're done, you can go ahead and lotzi acher v'dei chavas in order to be motzi all these people who did not fulfill their chiyuv. Rak, he has one tnai over here. Shelo yamod achazin hashenim makom shaman risha. Meaning, there's this minion going on. They finished the minion. Now someone wants to be go ahead and right away be poris al kriyat shema. He shouldn't stand in the same place as the chazin was before. Why? Because it looks like you're postal the first. Like the first minion wasn't good. Look, we're starting the second minion right now. Okay, so he says over here, he should stand in a different place to make a show that this is not exactly the same thing. Dizel nira genai la rishonim, because if he stands in the same place as the first guy, it's going to be a genai to the first minion. Because it looks like as if the first people did not fulfill their chiyuv. However, he says, the only time where he's going to have to stand in a separate place is only if that's still the people from the first minion are still standing there. They're still there in the room. But the first minion already left. Then he can even stand in the same place as the first minion. So you might be thinking now, in a minion factory, l'chora, this might be problematic, because you're going to have one minion right after another minion. It looks like it's a g'nai to the Rishonim if the first minion is still around. Sometimes you'll see in the Ramban, right when the first minion finishes, some guy will get up there and start the next minion right away. Maybe that'll be problematic, but Rabbeinu Nevinsol says that nowadays, if you have a minion factory, everyone knows that it's one minion after another minion. We don't have a chashash that's going to be a gnai to the Rishonim. Therefore, you can daven in the same place as the first minion, and that will not be problematic. Okay? There's a whole mouthful over here. There's a lot going on over here. Most of it, Lamais, as I said before, we are not knowing. Okay? What are we knowing? What do we take out of this simon? So, Poris al Shema Kimat, you will not see. You will not see the get up there and say Kaddish and Baruch Hu anymore. However, as I said before, you will see this guy sometimes in Mincha or sometimes something really late at Shacharis. He'll go ahead and do this and just clap on the bima. He'll start. He did not say Shmon Esrei yet. He'll start Shmon Esrei out loud, the first three paragraphs. And then when he gets to Kedusha, if there's 10 people there, they'll be able to say Kedusha together. And at least he'll clap in Kedusha. And then he'll quietly finish off his Shmon Esrei. There's nothing wrong with doing that because at the end of the day, he just helped himself. As long as that's too much of a tircha the tzibur that they have to stick around in order to go ahead and listen to this guy. There's a discussion in the Beralach over here. In Dira Masel, Sheyashim Tfiloso, if the guy could skip Psuka de Zimmer in order while the people are still around, or they get a Kedusha, could he skip Psuka de Zimmer for this? And he ends up saying, like we learned earlier on, you're not allowed to skip Baruch Shamar Ashrei Nishtabach. So he's released, first going to have to say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Nishtabach in order to go ahead and do this, in order to be able to do this at at Shacharis. But the main thing is what we come out of here, and this is really the makor, is just Stam saying a Baruch Hu after davening. Baruch Hu after davening, this is the reason why we do it. It's for the people who came late. It's for the people who came late, they missed Baruch Hu. At least we should say a Baruch Hu after davening. At least then they could chop in Baruch Hu. Not only that, usually they get in the Kaddish at the end of davening also. They get the Kaddish at the end of Aleinu and stuff like that. So they get the Kaddish and they get the Baruch Hu. And that's brought down in the Hakdama. If you go back over here before Sivkot and Aleph, there's a whole Hakdama to this Siman. Whenever you see there's a Hakdama in the Siman in the Mishnah Berurah, you know it's going to be a complicated Siman. There's a lot going on over here, just like we just learned over here. Now, if you skip to the last line on page 204 at the bottom, it says, "I am the common besimin rei kuf lamed gimel." It's brought down in simin kuf lamed gimel also. The Beis Yosef, the muchach, the minhagu, the minhag amongst the svardim brought down in the Beis Yosef, the af in erish lo ba adam le beis knesses after baruchu, avol bichein imedakti mekach. Even if no one came to shul and missed Baruch Hu, everyone was there at the beginning of Maar. There was ten, a mini of 10 people, and you know there was 10 people there at Baruch Hu, so you know everyone heard Baruch Hu already. Ready. Levad mi Shabbatos v'yamin tov, except Shabbos and Yom Tov is accepted to the rule. Kedisa Shabbos mikol makom ein levad min hagav veis knesses minei machlokas. Even though everyone's heard Baruch Hu, the minhag is because written by the Beis Yosef is you say Baruch Hu automatically after davening, whether there was someone missed it or whether no one missed it. You're always going to say a Baruch Hu at the end of davening, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. The reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov is different is because they assume that people come on time to shul on Shabbos and Shabbos Yom Tov. Maybe not such a good exception, maybe not so true nowadays. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, that was the minhag on Sephardim, Baruch Hu, always after davening. Aval, b'makom she'ein lachosh l'machlokas, in a place you don't have to worry about machlokas. Yesh linog, shelo yomar she'atzil bar Baruch Hu, alin kein ba'echad, achar Baruch Hu, v'lo shama klal ba'oto yom. Only if someone misses Baruch Hu, then you go ahead and say Baruch Hu, and I believe that's the minhag in most places in Chutz La'aretz. They only say Baruch Hu. If someone missed Baruch Hu, clap and then we're going to say Baruch Hu. Coming from our siman over here, once again, that he doesn't want to miss out on this very chashuv aspect of davening, which is called Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is like the Beis Yosef, and that's why you'll see that we'll say a Baruch Hu even after the davening, even if everyone was there, they automatically will get a Baruch Hu. Most places here in Eretz Yisrael will go ahead and do it like that. In the Churva, in places that follow the Gra, they do not do that. They will not say a Baruch Hu unless someone missed Baruch Hu at the end of davening. So that's what comes out over here of Simon Samech Tes. Everyone should have a great day. Adkan. Oh, wait, sorry. One last thing is just Sif Beis. We'll just read through Sif Beis to finish off the Simon. It's not going to take very long. 1 second over here. Says Sif Beis. Suma, a blind person. Even though he never was able to see, he was born blind, and therefore he never saw light outside. Paris al Shema, he's still allowed to be Paris al Shema. He can be the chazan for priests al Kriyat Shema. Umavarach Yotzer Amarot, and he can even say the brach of Yotzer Amarot. This is general. Behold, blind people are allowed to say Yotzer Amarot, even though they don't see. As the Gemara tells us, because even though they don't get enough from the light directly, meaning they don't, the light doesn't help them, nevertheless they get benefit from the light, the fact that other people have light, they could go ahead and help the blind person, therefore they all could also go ahead and make the bracha of Yotzer HaMe'orot. Adkan for today.